Welcome to Zichu Mishnah Siman member by Avram Goldhar and today we're Zechus Brachas, Perek Dod, Mishnah Dod, and Mishnah Hey. Before we begin, let's do a quick little review. So Masechus Brachas has 9 prakim. The first 3 prakim deal with Shema, the next 2 deal with Tefillah, the last 4 prakim deal with Brachas. Good. Then Perek Aleph, Me'ei Messiah, has 5 Mishnahs. The first Mishnah, the Simon is Arvis, Beis is Shachris, Gimel is Derech, Dalet is Brachas, and Mishnah Hey is Yetzias Yisraim. Good. Then Perek Beis is HaYikori B'Torah. It has 8 Mishnahs. The Simon for Mishnah Aleph is Kori B'Torah. Beis is Bein HaPrakim. Gimel is Shadleit. Then Dalet is Uman. He is Chasen. Vav is Rachatz. Zayin is Tavi. And Ches is Chasen. Good. Then Perek Gimel Mishnah Meso has 6 Mishnahs in it. The Simon for Mishnah Aleph is Lefanav. Beis is Kavru. Gimel is Nek. Nashim Avani Kutanim. Dalet is Balkeri, He is Betfila, and Vav is Zav. Good, then we get to Perek Dal, that's Tefillah Sashakri, has 7 Mishnahs. Mishnah Aleph is Zmanim, Beis is Beis Midrash, and Gimel is Shmoneh Esrei. Great, now Mishnah Dal, Rabbi Eliezer says, Osu Tefilaso Keva, Ein Tefilaso Tachanunim. If someone makes her Tefillah as if it's just a fixed Chiyuv, a fixed obligation, then his Tefillah is not considered a supplication and it's not fitting. Then the Mishnah continues with what Tefillah one says if they're in a makam sakana, a dangerous place. We're going to use keva as the siman. I'm going to put in parenthesis next to it sakana. And the easy way to remember that sakana is in this Mishnah is that one person usually prays in earnest, like he really means it, is someone who's in a sakana, a dangerous situation. So it's the exact opposite of keva. Someone makes it as if it's just a fixed obligation. So keva is our siman. We have keva sakana that are connected, but keva is our siman. Then Mishnah, hey, we learn what we should do if we're riding on a chamor, on a donkey, and the time to daven Shmoneh Esrei arrives. So ideally, we should get off the chamor and daven. If we can't, then we should turn our faces towards Yerushalayim and the Makam HaMikdash. And if we can't do that, we should at least have kavana that we're facing towards Yerushalayim. So the siman for this Mishnah, Mishnah Hay, is chamor, donkey. And you can imagine the donkey carrying bundles of hay on his back. Remember that it happens to be Mishnah Hay. So our 2 simanim today are keva chamor, keva chamor, keva chamor, keva chamor, keva chamor. All right, so now let's go through the simanim story for Perek Dalet. So the zichru siman for Dalet is a delet, is a door. So we have a door with this money for tefillah posted on it for davening the base of Midrash, specifically when they daven Shmoneh Esrei. So you open the door and you see Kivi with his chamor. Yes, Kivi is the one treating his tefillah as a keva, as a fixed chiyuv, and he's davening while holding onto the leash of his chamor, his donkey. So once again, we have a door with this money for tefillah posted on it for davening the base of Midrash, specifically when they daven Shmoneh Esrei. So you open the door and you see Kivi with his chamor. Yes, Kivi's the one treating his tefillah as a keva, a fixed chiyuv, and he's davening while holding onto the leash of his chamor, his donkey. Kivi chamor, Kivi chamor. Now I just want to remind you that the point of these simanim stories is to help you get used to the simanim, staying them in order. But ideally, I want you to be able to rattle off the simanim quickly, so you should be able to go in Perek Dalet, ultimately, zmanim beis hamidrash Shmoneh Esrei, keva chamor. Zmanim beis hamidrash Shmoneh Esrei, keva chamor. And use the story as a way to help you get used to the order of the simanim. But again, ultimately, I want you to be able to rattle off the simanim as easily as we can do the ABCs. All right, so now let's conclude with a pop quiz. So which Perek do we have the mission that deals with a Zav that sees Keri? That's in Perek Gimel, and the symbol for that Mishnah is Zav. Good. Which Perek do we have Rabban Gamliel washing when he was an Avo for his wife? That's in Perek Beis, and the symbol for that Mishnah is Rachatz. Good. Which Perek do we learn that we should not make our tefillah a keva? That's in Perek Dalet, and the siman is keva. Good. Which Perek do we have the zmanim for tefillah? That's in Perek Dalet, and the siman is zmanim. Good. Which Perek do we learn about Bein HaPrakim? That's in Perek Beis, and the siman is Bein HaPrakim. Which Perek do we have a Malchokas? Whether the Parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim should be said at night? That's in Perek Aleph, and the siman is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Good. Which Perek do we learn that one should get off his chamor when the time for Shmoneh Esrei comes? That's in Perek Dalet, and the siman is chamor. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.